The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I really don't know why, but I've gotten into the habit of dealing with local stories, Columbus, Ohio stories. Earlier in the program, it's kind of rare that I get into local stuff in the 5 o'clock hour. And again, I have no reason for that. But I just came across this story. I had it in my stack, and I was going to deal with it earlier and forgot. The Dr. William Heusel story continues to unfold in front of our eyes. I said this is going to go on for years, and I believe it will. A judge yesterday set a June 1st trial date. That's almost a year away. And he was fired back in, what was it, February? February, March, I think it was. He was fired when the big explosive reports were coming out. And, you know, it was two dead and then five dead and then 15 dead. And by the time the dust had settled, Dr. Heusel is facing 25 counts of murder. There are more than 25 people who died, but he is being charged with 25 counts of murder. And the trial is not going to be until June of next year, June 1st. And, I mean, who knows? That could be continued. But the big news, well, there were two things. The doctor's attorney was revealed, and he has chosen Jose Baez as his attorney. Anybody recognize that name? Jose Baez? Remember? Remember? Casey Anthony. Remember the Casey Anthony story about, what was that? That's been almost 10 years ago, I think. Her little daughter was missing, and, you know, she reported her missing, and then they found her body. And Casey Anthony was charged with her murder. And it was kind of like the O.J. Simpson thing. I think probably 90% of the general population and watching that whole trial unfold and the evidence and so forth, I think probably 90% of Americans just knew that she was guilty. Well, she was found not guilty, like O.J. was found not guilty. And her attorney was Jose Baez. So obviously he is quite an attorney, and he will be Dr. William Heusel's attorney. That's one part of the news. The second part of the news coming out today is that I would assume, as a result of the advice of his brand new attorney, Jose Baez, Dr. Heusel is suing Mount Carmel's parent company, Trinity Health Corporation, over who's going to cover his legal bills. Quote, according to the federal lawsuit, attorneys for Dr. Heusel say that Trinity's insurance carrier has covered the cost of the wrongful death lawsuits filed in wake of the patient overdose scandal, but is refusing to cover the cost for Heusel's criminal trial. Well, I'm not an attorney, but why would they? He's accused of murdering patients at the hospital. Why would the hospital pay for his legal costs? Again, I don't know what his contract said. I don't know, but anyway, quote, a judge yesterday set a June 1st trial date, and Jose Baez was introduced as one of Husel's new attorneys, along with Diane Menashe. Menashe, M-E-N-A-S-H-E. I've never heard of her. While Baez acknowledged that Husel reached out to him about representing him in the criminal matter, how it was going to be paid for was not asked nor discussed. The new federal lawsuit appears to make clear that Husel was hoping his insurance policy through Mount Carmel would cover the costs of both the civil and criminal proceedings. The lawsuit states Trinity Health and its insurer considered and denied Dr. Husel's claim to advance and indemnify the costs of a defense in a criminal matter, even though they have defended Dr. Husel in 36 separate and district civil proceedings arising from the same allegations. Trinity Healthcare has therefore breached its duty to defend separate and apart from the insurer, breaching its obligation to indemnify. I did not know that Mount Carmel was paying for his legal costs in the settlements that have been reached. This case is going to go on for a long time. They have set the trial date for June 1st. It would not surprise me in the least if that is delayed and continued several times. And who knows when this trial will come about. At the very earliest, next summer, June 1st. No, I don't have time to get into that. I'll do that after the break. Yeah, I do have time to get this. Joe Biden. Can you believe that he is still leading in the polls on the Democratic side for President Joe Biden? During a campaign stop in New Hampshire last Friday, and Joe Biden is quite a speaker. I mean, he is. He knows how to handle a crowd. He can get very fiery. He can get very emotional. He's very, I say he's articulate. He fumbles a lot, stumbles a lot, but he's a very, very effective communicator. Well, he was up in New Hampshire on Friday, giving a speech to about 400 people. And he became very, very emotional as he recalled how a captain in the Army rappelled down a 60-foot ravine under fire to rescue the body of a fallen soldier, only to resist. When then-Vice President Biden tried to pin a silver star on his chest to honor his efforts. This is Joe Biden's speaking at the speech. He said, "Sir, I don't want the blank thing," Biden shouted, recounting the event. "Do not pin it on me, sir. Please, sir, do not do that. He's the one that died. He's the one that's died." Biden then was almost in tears. And he said to the crowd in a soft voice, "This is the God's truth. My word as a Biden." Well, evidently, the crowd was deeply moved by his speech. The problem, the Washington Post, of all sources, the uber-left Washington Post, reported it was completely fabricated. It never occurred, according to the Washington Post. The Washington Post assumes that Biden conflated three separate stories. Quote, the upshot. In the space of 3 minutes, Biden got the time period, the location, the heroic act, the type of medal, the military branch, and the rank of the recipient wrong, as well as his own role in the ceremony, according to the Washington Post. In other words, he made it all up. And what did the Democrats say about Donald Trump and his problems with truthfulness? Interesting. It's bad when the Washington Post calls Joe Biden a liar. That's bad. All right, it's not bad that we have to take a break because you're going to hear some important announcements. And then we will be back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, you may not know this, but maybe that's one of the reasons why you listen to this program, to become more edumacated, because there are probably things about you that you don't even know. But if you listen to me, you will learn things about you that you don't know. For instance, you probably don't know that if you are pro-life, it is because you are a white supremacist. Yeah. I mean, everybody else knows that. Don't you know that? Don't you realize that if you're pro-life, it's because you're a white supremacist? Okay. Tongue is firmly planted in cheek. But that's what we're hearing. We are seeing this pivot. And it's not just against Trump. It's against conservatives, pro-life in general. The mantra right now is everything is racist, 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 racist. Everything is racist. Everything is racist. If you're pro-life, you're racist. If you support Donald Trump, you're racist. If you want a strong border, you're racist. If you want small government, you're racist. If you want welfare reform, you are a racist. If you believe in traditional marriage, you're a racist. If you believe that the sexes are binary, male and female, well, it's because you are racist. It is just bizarre how quickly this has come about. Now, what's his pro-life thing? Well, the Washington Post. Yeah, the Washington Post has printed a major editorial, and by major, I mean it is, what is it, 12, 13, 14 pages. I didn't print it all because I didn't want to waste the paper. But it's a lengthy, lengthy editorial at the Washington Post, and here is the headline: How White Nationalists Align Themselves with the Anti-Abortion Movement. White nationalists align themselves with the anti-abortion movement? Now think about how ludicrous that is. Now just on its face, think about how unbelievably ludicrous that is. If you understand the facts, the figures, the statistics about abortion, A hugely disproportionate number of black babies are aborted in America. I think it's, what, 37% of all abortions are black babies, when blacks only make up, what, 13, 14% of the population? It is horribly disproportionate. Now, if you were truly a white nationalist, if you were truly a white supremacist, and more black babies are being aborted than anyone else, it just makes sense that a true white supremacist would say, bring on the abortion, because they're getting rid of those black kids. Now think about this. If you are pro-life, that means you want to save. black babies more than white babies. If you are truly pro-life, because of these statistics, because of the proportion of blacks and whites in abortion, if you are truly pro-life, you care more about black babies than you do white babies because more black babies are aborted. This is so untrue. And yet here is this lengthy, lengthy editorial in the Washington Post, how white nationalists align themselves with the anti-abortion movement. Then they talk about Peter King, one of the kind of goofy Republicans. One of the paragraphs says, King is only the most notorious of the politicians who have recently justified their opposition to abortion by linking it to their anti-immigration policies. Conservative lawmakers and right-wing vigilantes alike have adopted a seemingly new language for describing their abortion stance, the white nationalist discourse of the great replacement theory that holds that non-white immigrants are demographically replacing whites through the West. Now, again, if there was a shred of truth to that, then white nationalists would want more abortion because fewer white babies are being aborted than black babies. The editorialist goes on, for reproductive rights supporters in the United States, it's long been easy to see the Republican Party's hardline anti-abortion politics as a gross kind of hypocrisy. How can a political body that has aligned itself against school lunches and four machine guns claim to support life? Really? Understanding this confluence as ironic can actually mislead us. In fact, as King and his white nationalist allies have become increasingly comfortable admitting state crackdowns on reproductive and immigrants' rights are inextricably linked. Isn't it fascinating that this columnist for the Washington Post ignores the founding of Planned Parenthood by Margaret Sanger was to reduce the black population because they were weeds, minorities. Blacks were weeds that needed to be weeded out of the population. If anybody is racist, it is people supporting abortion because of the disproportionate number of black babies that are aborted every year. It is not the conservative pro-life people who are trying to wipe out blacks. It's the liberal abortion supporters. But like I said, if they have no proof, if they have no evidence, you appeal to what? Say it, class. Not truth, not facts, emotion and hysteria. Wow. All right, a truly bizarre story when we come back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.